As we mentioned earlier in the program, Mitsubishi has given notice that a $100 million wind turbine plant in Fort Smith is on hold. The governor's office is reacting to the development. Matt DeCampbell, a spokesman for Governor Mike Beebe, says state officials are monitoring the status of the plant.
There were a number of state incentives that were part of the deal that brought them to Fort Smith. To this point, though, none of that money has been spent by the state. So there's no actual state investment to this point in the facility. However, we do have, even if we don't have a financial investment, we're, of course, still invested in hoping and working with them to make sure that Fort Smith has a viable facility in that plant. And we hope that things change to where they can open soon.
That announcement follows a loss of $241 million reported by Mitsubishi last week in connection to the company's wind turbine business.
A poll released yesterday weighs public sentiment on a half-cent sales tax increase for Arkansas to fund road improvements. The legislature referred the measure to voters, which would create a four-lane highway system linking many areas that today are served by only two-lane highways. But Roby Brock with TalkBusiness.net, which conducted the survey with Hendricks College, says there does not appear to be much support for the half-cent sales tax.
41.5% said that they would, 50.5% said they would not, and 8% don't know. What that kind of tells me is that you've got voters who are probably a little leery of a tax increase at this point in time, but it is doable by some of the supporters of that proposal if they put enough money and resources behind it.
Another item that could end up on the November ballot is Sheffield Nelson's proposal to raise the severance tax on natural gas to 7% to pay for road repairs. 55% of respondents said they would vote no, 28% said yes, 17% said they didn't know. The survey polled 759 likely voters throughout the state.
Razorback head football coach Bobby Petrino is recuperating from a motorcycle accident Sunday evening. University officials report that Petrino is in stable condition and is expected to make a full recovery. State police were the first responders to the scene of the one-vehicle accident off Highway 16 in Madison County. Spokesman Bill Sadler.
Upon arrival, the trooper found a single motorcycle that had left the roadway. The motorcycle that had left the roadway had been operated by Coach Bobby Petrino. The driver had been transported by a personal vehicle to a Washington County medical facility.
Sadler says an investigation into the motor vehicle crash is underway, and the state police expect to complete a detailed report by Wednesday of this week.
The Rogers Historical Museum is the recipient of the 2011 Arkansas Museums Association Exhibit of the Year Award for an exhibition produced in-house by an Arkansas museum. The winning exhibition, Benton County Crime Stories, opened in August 2011. Its centerpiece, two restored historic jail cells. The exhibit remains up through 2013.
And another award to mention, the book Delta Empire, Lee Wilson and the Transformation of Agriculture in the New South by Jeannie Wayne, won the J.G. Ragsdale Book Award in Arkansas History, presented annually by the Arkansas Historical Association. The award, which recognizes Delta Empire as the year's best nonfiction book on Arkansas history, will be presented at the association's annual conference April 12th through 14th in Fayetteville. She is a professor of history at the University of Arkansas.
Stormwater runoff is a major pollutant in water today. Rain gardens can help. The Beaver Water District and IRWP will hold a Rain Garden Academy Thursday at 9 a.m. at the Fayetteville Town Center. You can make a difference in the quality of your water. Registration, more information available at IRWP.org or 215-6623.
KUAF is supported by Sherpa and Square Pay Concerts, presenting Straight No Chaser, performing at the Arkansas Best Corporation Center for the Performing Arts in Fort Smith on Tuesday, April 10th at 8 p.m. This group of 10 male voices is reinventing the idea of an a cappella on the modern pop landscape. Tickets are now available on the web at Ticketmaster.com.